This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Trump administration says Turkey will soon be moving forward with its plans to carry out a military operation in northern Syria to combat Syrian Kurdish fighters that Turkish leaders see as a threat. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces say American troops have begun pulling back from positions along the border in northeast Syria ahead of an expected Turkish invasion that the Syrian Kurds say will overturn 5 years of achievements in the battle against the Islamic State group. They think the pullback represents a major shift in U.S. policy in the region. A video posted by a Kurdish news agency shows a convoy of American armored vehicles apparently heading away from a border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Democrats may get new information in their impeachment probe of President Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
There is a second whistleblower with what the person's lawyer says is firsthand knowledge of key events that could back up the original whistleblower's complaint. That might undermine efforts by President Trump and allies to discredit that complaint as being based on second or third-hand information. Attorney Mark Zaid represents both and says the new whistleblower has talked with the intelligence community's watchdog. Democrat Jim Himes, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, says a second whistleblower could signal a shift inside the government, with more people speaking out against the president, who continues insisting he did nothing wrong. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 10 people, including a child, Monday. An Afghan official says the attack targeted a minibus carrying new army recruits. The official says the attack in Jalalabad City wounded 27 other people, some critically. For more on this story or any of today's news, please go to voanews.com or download the mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks have collapsed yet again after Pyongyang angrily walked away blaming Washington. But it does not necessarily mean the demise of the talks. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
On the surface, it doesn't look good. North Korea storming out of its first nuclear talks with the U.S. in months. But it's not new. North Korean negotiators for years have tried to gain the upper hand by being the ones to walk away from talks. What is new in the equation is Donald Trump, who's already walked away twice from talks with North Korea. For now, North Korea says the next step is up to Trump. As the North Korean delegation headed home, its top envoy warned of shocking actions if the U.S. doesn't give in soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Activist group Extinction Rebellion kicked off 2 weeks of peaceful protests on Monday, with protesters gluing their hands to roads and chaining themselves to cars. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
With protesters gluing their hands to the floor and chaining themselves to cars, activist group Extinction Rebellion kicked off 2 weeks of global peaceful protest on Monday. In cities including London, Berlin, Amsterdam, and Sydney, thousands of demonstrators blocked roads, calling for their governments to take urgent actions to curb carbon emissions. The response from police was mass arrest. It was in London where Extinction Rebellion gained prominence after the group disrupted traffic in central London for 11 days in April. More than 1,000 people were arrested. This time, police are adopting more proactive tactics, mobilizing thousands of officers and saying that anyone who breaks the law, even through non-violent civil disobedience, will be arrested.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The White House says the next round of U.S.-China trade talks will begin in Washington on Thursday. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's top two economies. Three men have won the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine for their findings on how cells sense and adapt to oxygen availability. Reuters' Gracie Jerome reports.
Three men who made discoveries relating to how our bodies respond to oxygen have been awarded the 2019 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. The Secretary General of the Prize Committee, Thomas Perlman, made the announcement on Monday morning.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2019 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to William Kaelin, Sir Peter Ratcliffe, and Greg Semenza.
The Institute says the scientists, two from the US and one from the UK, established the basis for understanding how oxygen levels affect cellular metabolism and physiological functions.